Springsteen, Beers with Bob. Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah.
Tuesday night, welcome everybody. Bob Cooney here. We're debuting tonight. Beers, Ty, you could have let that go a little longer, man. I was just getting into it. Anyway, Beers with Bob debut tonight with Andrew Salchunas. Thanks for joining us, everybody. Thank you to FanDuel Sportsbook. That's what who this show is presented by. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Andrew and I came up with this idea a little while ago, and tonight it comes to fruition. Tuesdays, we figured, worst day of the week, right, Andrew?
Yes, I hate it.
Monday, everybody knows Monday. Monday's just the day you get started. Okay, you pull through that, no big deal.
Yeah, but even during football season, Monday's okay.
Monday's fine. You look forward to the game.
Yeah.
If it's during the summer, sometimes you're just coming home from the shore that day.
Right.
You know, you make the early ride, you go into work, whatever it may
be.
Monday,
4-day weekend.
Yeah, Monday's okay. Monday, you can pull through. Wednesday, hump day. Jamie Day on the morning show.
Yes, of course.
Right? So Wednesday, not bad. Thursday, Friday, of course, that's a preview to the weekend. But Tuesday's like it's like the skunk beer of a seven pack.
Bob, they suck.
Right?
That's all.
Skunk beer of a seven pack is what I call Tuesday.
Okay.
So the idea here is 6 o'clock, you put your feet up, you have beers with us, have beers with me and Andrew, or whatever your drink of choice may be. Maybe you just got done a hard day. Sit back, relax. What we're going to do is we're going to talk betting lines, thanks to the people at FanDuel. And I'm telling you guys, if you haven't been on FanDuel Sportsbook and you even have an inkling that you like to bet, you got to give it a try. Now, you and I have been on FanDuel. You're an even bigger better than I. You're a 25-year-old degenerate.
You know when you go on your phone and it tells you how much time you spent on certain apps?
Oh, yeah.
Well, Twitter's number one because it's more work-related,
of
right?
Of course. Yeah, you can go with that.
But FanDuel's also work-related, of course. That's what I tell my wife all the time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's the best.
Yeah,
I
love it. It's a great app, and obviously today's a holiday for me. It's the beginning
this
of
is your day.
Baseball playoffs. My two favorite holidays, sports-wise, are opening day and the beginning of playoffs. Now,
really?
Of course, the Phillies aren't in it, which I feel a certain
Ty was just lamenting with us about the Phillies not being
I've been on the FanDuel app all day, really.
You and I have been here for a couple hours already, and that's all we've been doing. And we'll go through stuff. That's what we're going to do today. We'll talk betting. We'll have fun. This Beers with Bob, that's what it's going to be all about. Look, we do the serious stuff in the morning, midday, and afternoon shows where we dissect and, you know, we grieve with each other. But this show is all about having fun, and it's got the angle of betting thanks to FanDuel Sportsbook. We're going to talk about fun bets. We'll talk about the serious bets, the obvious, the ones that Andrew dives deep, deep, deep into.
Too deep sometimes.
Yeah, exactly. And tonight we're going to start. Well, we already did start today, Andrew. So we have two games done. Just got done. Chicago just beat Oakland.
Way to go.
Oh, yeah. They blew 1-1 in the ninth with Minnesota and Houston. Altuve gets a bases loaded walk. Your favorite player in baseball, Jose Altuve.
Formerly.
Dude, I loved Jose Altuve.
Yeah, same.
I loved watching him play.
Yep. But then I found out that he was cheating the last 2 years. I'm sure he's still a good ball player. I still pick the Astros.
Whoa.
Yeah, the numbers dropped. I know.
Did you see that? There was something that somebody put out on Twitter the other day. The 2018 numbers of Springer, Altuve, Bregman, a couple other guys compared to this year.
Yeah, Josh Reddick.
Reddick was probably, Correa might have been in there. It was fascinating.
Yes.
You're talking 354 to 233s.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Now, part of me thinks that eventually they turn those things around, right? If you're a guy like Jose Altuve, who, you know, they got to the major leagues for a reason. They didn't cheat to get to the major leagues. They got to the major leagues for a reason. I actually picked the Astros to finish in the top four in the American League. They obviously plummeted a little bit, but I still thought that they were going to be a playoff team once that new format happened. And here they are, and what do you know? They didn't cheat today.
No,
and
they didn't.
They used experience, and they used the Twins losing 17 straight playoff games.
The Minnesota Twins have lost 17 straight playoff games. That's unbelievable.
I should not have bet the Twins today.
No. So, what did you bet today? You just had the Twins winning today?
I went a little four-game parlayer to start with the opening day. I like looking at the aces, and I actually did go with the Twins. I went the White Sox, which hit. I went with the Rays and with the Indians, actually, as home dogs today. So I went with the four-game parlayer. Obviously, that didn't hit with the first game, or the second game coming to an end with the Astros winning. But I got some other stuff on the table that we'll get into today with some of the pitching matchups and obviously the big games tonight, the Yankees-Indians game. And if you're a sports fan, I know baseball is not everyone's number one sport, but if you're a sports fan, you're watching what will be the American League Cy Young winner and Shane Bieber go up against another tremendous pitcher in Gerrit Cole. You got to watch that.
I can't wait to watch that game tonight. And there's obviously some other stuff going on tonight. That you and I were talking this morning about a theme for this show tonight. Well, we're going to debate some of the some of the bets that we're looking at here, thanks to FanDuel Sportsbook. You and I see, it's funny, just doing some talking. You listen to me talking to other people because we don't really go at it with each other. We don't want to do the show before the show. But I have a feeling we're on the same page with a lot of things here. And that makes me feel good because I trust you. You know how much I trust you.
Yes, of course you do.
You were my first in at this station. You were the guy that, you know, before I started working here, you and I were tight, even though I was at another place.
I would text you every day, hey, can you come on? After the Sixers are tanking.
It wasn't quite every day, but it was good enough. But speaking of good enough, Lucas Giolito today?
Yeah, he's a stud.
Perfect through seven? Is that when Connor came back?
Yes.
So you and I are sitting there prepping, and Connor comes back and goes, oh, I don't want to say anything, but Giolito's perfect through seven.
He walks away
and comes back and says, oops, he just gave up a single.
Next batter gives the hit.
He's
a stud, and that White Sox team's hitting the ball. I know they struggled coming down the stretch, but they're one of those teams before the season started that I thought could actually make a little bit of a run to get to the postseason. And the A's are missing Matt Chapman, who's their biggest power hitter, which is why I kind of lean to the White Sox in this series. And today, the A's start with Lizardo. You want to talk about another crazy stat? Lizardo, left-hand starter. The White Sox have now won 15 straight games against a starting pitcher that's left-handed. So when you hit up your FanDuel app, if you see the White Sox are facing a left-handed starter pitcher, you want to go with the White Sox.
That's good knowledge by you.
15 straight wins against left-handed starting pitching.
Wow. Those are two stats, 17 straight losses, 15 straight wins.
Yes.
That's got to come into play when you're looking at lines.
Of course.
And look, I'm not big on, they haven't won a series since 1995. That doesn't affect the 24-year-old shortstop on any team.
Right.
It really doesn't. It's something that he'll read in a paper and say, oh, okay, I don't even know who played on the 95 team. I don't remember Chris Sabo.
Right.
Something like that.
But you don't think that gets them a little bit?
I don't. I really don't because having been around a lot of young players playing in a league, and you try to talk history, Andrew, I'm not kidding. You'll see when you have kids. It's like trying to teach a life lesson.
Really?
It's in one ear, and you can see the hair moving on the other side of the other ear, if they have hair long enough over their ears. But honest to God, it's a me, us, now type of mentality. I think, and I do. I really do. And I'm not saying that as a bad thing, but I do believe. Now, see, You're an old,
yeah,
and I don't say this in a mean way at all. You're an old 25. You're not 26 yet, right?
I'll be 27 in a couple months.
Oh, you are 26. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
So you're an old 26, and so you appreciate the history of baseball,
yes,
especially the history of sports. What it means for a team to win a series after not having won a series since 95, something like that. I'm telling you, Andrew, I don't think that players in any profession really buy into that if they were not around during that time.
Yeah, I think you're right, but I just wonder, all right, so they probably saw it on Twitter all day long.
Sure.
You want to talk about my generation, they're all sitting on Twitter, and they probably lost today, and I'm sure they're already getting tweets. Wow, that's 17 straight now. I know you weren't even born yet, but that's 17 straight now. You're a part of this. You're a part of history. And then maybe you grip the bat a little tighter next time you go out there.
I guess, I don't know. I really don't. I respectfully have to disagree with you on that one.
Because they're going to continue to catch shrapnel. No matter, they weren't around 17 games ago in the playoffs.
Yeah, but they're not. So after a game, they'll get on Twitter and talk to their friends. They're not going to get on there and read like a Marcus Hayes say. And for the 19th straight game,
you don't think so?
I don't think it affects
Durant
their
had a
play.
Burner account now.
That's a good point. That is a good point.
He's one of the better players in the NBA.
Yeah. All right, let's get to another series. Toronto-Tampa Bay. Now, you have a little stake in this already.
Yeah, it's not looking too good.
Now, I didn't play any of the afternoon games at all, but I'm going big on the Yankees-Cleveland tonight, so we'll get into that in a little bit. Now, I think one of your bets, you had Blake Snell. You had something going on with him?
Yeah, I took the under in his strikeouts, and people might go, wait, why? And he actually just surpassed the over. It's at seven strikeouts. But
no way, already? Yeah, what's he in the fourth?
Four innings, which is really impressive, but And I knew it would go either way. The negative looking at it, which is what happened. Blue Jays, young team, they're not going to be ready for their first postseason, so Blake Snell blows them away. But what I was thinking was the Blue Jays against left-handed pitching don't strike out much. They're one of the better teams hitting against left-handed pitching. And they actually see the deepest counts throughout Major League Baseball. Yeah. They're in the top three. So I go, all right, here's what could happen for the Blue Jays' favor. And this obviously didn't happen today, but it could happen as the series goes on. They see a lot of pitches, so the Rays have to pull their starter early. The Rays also have a dominant bullpen. So if Blake Snell or if any Tampa Bay Rays starting pitcher gets in a little bit of a jam, they
can
go.
A quick hook isn't, yeah.
You know what? We'll go to the bullpen. They're absolutely dominant. And you know why we know that? Everybody should know that. We just saw it this past weekend with the Phillies.
Sure.
Because the Rays were pulling their starters early, and look what happened. The Phillies couldn't touch the relievers. So that's been a story all season long, not just against your Phillies. So I looked at it, and I might look at it as the series goes on at the other starting pitchers. Maybe they don't go that deep into games because they don't have to. They can get in a little bit of a jam. I watched today the first game, the Astros game. They pulled Zach Greinke after 79 pitches.
Yeah.
He allowed 2 hits.
Third inning, too, right? Wasn't it?
It was into the
fourth?
Pitched 4. So okay. Pitched 4. Was going into the fifth. He pitched 79 pitches.
79 pitches, fifth inning is not. Yeah.
And he's an ace.
Yeah.
He's the ace of the staff with Verlander being hurt. But because of the world of analytics, they go, you know what? Third time through the order. And he does have this crazy number. They mentioned it during the broadcast. And this is something you can bet on your FanDuel app. You can bet second half of the game.
Oh, yeah. You can live bet.
All
don't forget. Get
on FanDuel.
Get on FanDuel Sportsbook. You can live bet throughout the game. And it's one of the funnest things to watch. If you get on a game and you watch lines change as it goes, and boom, you're quick enough to grab something that you really like, it's the best part about it.
Which I did already do right before the show started. I'll touch on that in a second. But, you know, Zach Greinke, I think, through the third time through the order, batters are hitting 380 off of him.
And you can, yeah, so they yeah, that's
so
why playoffs
are
fun, yeah.
And you see that Zach Greinke's still on the mound, you go in-game, FanDuel Sportsbook, you know what, I think a run's going to be scored. You can bet on that inning.
Yeah.
Like, that's one of the crazy things about golf, and I know we're not really going to be talking golf today. You can bet on individual holes.
Oh, sure.
On FanDuel. Like,
oh,
awesome.
Sure. Yeah, you go bet. The best thing is, if it's a Sunday in golf and you're betting, and you'll look up, hey, Bruce Koepka, my God, he's really struggling on this hole here. You'll get odds on pars, on bogeys, whatever it may be. It's the funnest thing to do. That's my favorite thing about FanDuel, is to get on there and really watch in-game betting. Yep. And it's great to do. So, real quick, that Toronto-Tampa Bay series, two of the hotter teams in baseball. Tampa's won 9 of 11. Toronto's won 6 of 8. I love that Toronto lineup.
Yeah.
I just think they're fun to watch.
Guerrero. It's all the kids.
And Vlad is really hot.
Yep.
He's really hot right now. 12 for his last 27, 2 homers, 8 RBIs in his last 7 games. That's a good series. I can't get my hands wrapped around a Tampa Bay to say it's a good series. But here I am. I am going to bet Toronto to win that series.
Really?
I'm betting 8 over 1.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah,
you don't like it.
I don't know. Toronto.
Look, you know how it goes in betting. You always want to find. I have 2 today.
Okay.
For this show, I have 2 bets that are the lowest of low, but I'm going to take a shot on them.
Yeah, so Toronto.
And the first one is that.
On FanDuel Sportsbook, plus 186 to win the series. Rays the big favorite, minus 225. They actually have. Let's see. I think they have the best odds to win a series.
They
except
do.
The Dodgers. Dodgers. Well, that's
Dodgers, yeah. 310. That's something ridiculous.
So the Rays have the second best odds to win the series. The only thing is Toronto's starting pitching staff's not that good. They're pitching Schumacher as their ace. He's
yeah.
got an ERA over 4 compared to Snell, who's been a stud this year and has been a stud in his career. So that's why I can't go Toronto, but they are a fun team to watch as Tampa Bay just takes a 1-0 lead, by the way.
Yeah, why did they not start Ryu? Just to give him an extra day rest?
I guess.
That's awful confident.
I guess.
All right, so let's go through the 4 American Leagues real quick. Tell me who you'd like to win the series. Whether you've bet them or not, tell me who you'd like to win the series. Now, obviously, we already have a Houston-Minnesota final. Houston's up 1-0. I get before the series started, if you had to say, you kind of were leaning towards Houston?
No, I was kind of leaning toward Minnesota.
Okay.
And it's because I think their lineup is far better than the Houston Astros. The Astros have struggled for a reason. We talk about the cheating scandal. I still
right.
think these players down the road will figure things out. I mean, look, if they've been cheating for 3 years, which they have been, let's face it, but they've been cheating for 3 years. This is the first year they aren't getting an extra help. If you watch those guys bat, they're guessing. Altuve?
Yeah.
I mean, he's looking. He's down 0-2 almost every single count because he's guessing on pitches.
Here's the problem. And in sports, you know this. You played baseball all your life. I know this from playing, coaching, whatever. When you get into bad habits, they're really, really hard. But good players get into good habits.
Yes.
Good habit being, I know what pitch to lay off of. I know what pitch I hit well. Bad habits are really hard to break. They're in a bad habit of knowing what's coming.
Yes.
They haven't guessed for a few years.
They're listening for the banging of the trash can.
They've minimally had to guess, like a normal Major League Baseball player, minimally over the last few years. You have to break that habit and become that baseball player you were to get you to the Major Leagues.
Yep.
That's tough.
Yeah, it is tough. And I still think the Twins, I mean, they got a shock to their system. I mean, obviously, it's a best of three series, these wild cards, right?
Yeah.
If the Twins win Game 2, I think they win the series. Obviously, if they lose Game 2, they're done because it's best of three. Houston's up 2-0. If the Twins are able to win Game 2, I think they win the series. I like their rotation better. I like their bullpen better. I like the bats better. So before the series started, I was looking at Minnesota, regardless of these 16, now 17 straight losses.
Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
So
but that
Twins,
wouldn't affect you if you were a young player, trust me.
No, of course. Tampa, I do like. I'm sorry, Bob.
Okay.
I'm going up against.
No,
you.
Believe me, who wouldn't? They're number one versus number eight, but that's my wild card. That's one of the two wild cards I'm going to give you today.
Okay.
So I'll go Tampa. So Chicago, Oakland, we already know that Chicago won the first game 4-1.
And I took the White Sox in that series.
Okay. Yeah, that's a pretty even series,
yes.
Obviously. So, and then tonight, Yankees, Cleveland. This is a fun game to watch tonight. Yankees, to me, when I was a little kid, running home from school to watch games in the afternoon, which you're getting now, but you don't normally get in a normal season. But running home to watch games, it was like the Oakland A's. It was the New York Yankees. New York Yankees, to me, just epitomize playoff baseball.
Oh, yeah, of course.
And then the fact that tonight that you have a matchup like the one you have in Bieber Bieber and Cole, that's really, really cool to me.
Yeah.
And Garrett Cole, the fact that he grew up a Yankees fan, all of that stuff, and this coming to fruition, I do like the Yankees in that series.
You like the Yankees in the series?
I do.
I'm with you.
And
you know what? This is actually kind of, hey, listen, if you want good value, the Yankees are the favorite in this series, but I told you the Rays, -225, Dodgers -310, Padres -210. Yankees is just -116.
Yeah, that's
good value.
It is good value.
And the Yankees were red hot getting into the playoffs. They were a team that at one point were out of playoff contention. We want to talk about the Phillies and how they were in playoff contention and collapsed. The Yankees got hot getting into the playoffs. I don't know what it was that made them start so slow. They have the bats. They have a decent top half or a very good top half of the rotation. Back end is questionable.
Oh, gee, it's a normal Yankees team.
Yeah, exactly.
They can rake and they have at least two pitching studs.
Good, yeah. So I like the Yankees in the series, but I will tell you, I do like Cleveland in Game 1.
You like Bieber tonight.
Shane Bieber's got an ERA under 2 this season. The dude's just been incredible. He won the Triple Crown of pitchers, most strikeouts, I believe it's most wins, and then lowest ERA. So I do like Cleveland in Game 1. Or if you don't want to go the game, I do have one of these fun bets.
All right.
The first 5 innings. I like Cleveland in the first 5 innings, and here's why. Garrett Cole has not been unhittable. He's still been very good this season, but he's not been unhittable, and he's been actually getting touched early in games. So if I'm going first 5 innings, you can get the Indians to win the first 5 innings at -108, Yankees at -112. I actually do like the Indians in the first 5 innings. If you don't like them in the game, I do suggest taking Cleveland first 5.
Jose Ramirez is raking right now.
A few guys on Cleveland, though, that's raking.
Yeah.
That offense is struggling.
Yeah,
for Jose
I hear
Ramirez.
You. Yankees are struggling. They've lost 6 of 8.
Yep.
You know, there's Yankees. Another line to look at game by game. Over-under home runs by the Yankees. I mean, we know what they did. They had 3 games in a row where they hit over 5. They are so much
it's
fun
one
to
game
watch.
5 in 1 inning.
Yeah. They're so much fun to watch when they're really hitting the ball. So, all right, we're going to get to some National League after this. And also, of course, we got the NBA Finals.
Yes.
And those are some really fun stuff. So we'll hit on National League. That is where my other wild card bet comes into play.
Oh, that's awesome.
Is the National League. And
okay.
I'll let you know when we come back from that. It's the debut of Beers with Bob. We're with Andrew Salchunas. Got to thank FanDuel Sportsbook for sponsoring this. Make makes betting easy and fun. FanDuel Sportsbook
does.
Time at the Fanatic is 6:21, and it is Bob Cooney here, and I'm going to tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. And by now, you've heard about FanDuel Sportsbook's world-class sports betting app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel makes it easy to find and place your bets with some of the best odds you'll find anywhere, just like me and Andrew are talking about. You have constant enhanced odds boosts, and they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And right now, new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Think about that. First bet, you don't win. Even if you bet up to $1,000, you get it back. There's no strings attached. You can place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you can take another shot at the end zone on the house if you want. If you're looking at baseball, listen to me and Andrew for the rest of this show. If you're thinking football, we got a Thursday night pick, and we'll tell you what we think about the Eagles coming up. So go see for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code Bob. That's FanDuel Sportsbook, promo code Bob. Must be 21 or older and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Is it like the most telltale thing ever that we come back to Bruce with me hosting the show?
Yeah.
you're not gonna lie, are you?
Before the show started, you're like, what should our song be? I was like, probably something Springsteen.
Yeah. We'll jump into other stuff as this show grows.
Oh man, it's Beers with Bob.
Bob has a little bit of a bigger...
You got the aux cord, man.
Yeah, good point.
You're playing all the Springsteen.
Yeah. So that'll probably dominate the show. But Andrew's right. Here we are, the debut. Beers with Bob. I'm Bob Cooney with Andrew Salchunas. We have to thank FanDuel Sportsbook for being our sponsor. They make betting so easy and fun. This is what the show's about. We're going to do some betting lines. We're going to talk fun stuff. We talked about it earlier. Tuesday is the bleep day of the week.
Yes, it is.
It's the worst. We can get through Monday, but Tuesday's just, it's like just the day that's stuck there. Wednesday, hump day, Jamie day. We can deal with that. Thursday, Friday, fine. But like I said before, it is the skunk beer of a 7-pack of beer.
Yes.
So we're trying to make it a little more fun. We'll be with you every Tuesday from 6 to 7. Andrew and I, Beers with Bob. We'll hang out. We're going to talk about the fun stuff of sports. We on the morning show with Mark Farzetta, which I'm on with Jamie Lynch from 6 to 10, Andrew with Anthony Gargano middays, and of course Mike in the afternoon. We get into the seriousness of sports,
course.
And we let you get it out, and we get it out, and we give our frustrations, and there's plenty of it to go around. You and I were talking about this early this morning. God, what a bad time this is in Philly sports. We rushed back for this, but Tuesday nights, what we're going to make is just fun. Let's have some fun with the sports. Let's find out what we like to bet on. Let's learn about other teams that maybe we don't look at all that often. And Andrew and I just hit on all the American League series going on in baseball. So now we're going to hit on the National League.
Sounds good. I do have one more bet for you in the Yankees.
Oh, you got one?
Yankees,
one more
Indians.
American League bet?
Yankees, Indians today, over under 3 home runs. I'm going to take the under, -118.
Wait, say this again.
Over under 3 home runs in the game tonight between the Yankees and the Indians.
And you're taking under.
Correct. The Aces are
I did not see that line. I'm betting that right now, and I'm betting over.
The Aces
I'm
are
getting
on, the mound.
On FanDuel right now, my FanDuel app, and betting the
now,
over on that.
So here's the deal. Shane Bieber this year.
They'll get 3 by accident.
Probably. Shane Bieber's been incredible.
Bieber's unbelievable.
0.8 home runs per 9 innings this year. All season. 0.8.
Yeah.
Home runs per 9.
I got you.
Listen, game one, We need you out there. And plus, the Indians are the dogs in this series. So you need Shane Bieber to go out there and do his best and try to go as deep as he can. Go nine innings. You're the ace. You're going to be the potential Cy Young winner. The other man on the mound, Gerrit Cole, 1.7 home runs per nine. I told you he's been getting touched up a little bit this year, which is why I'm going to take Cleveland the first five innings.
Right.
But it's still Gerrit Cole. It's still playoffs. World, you know, he got pitched in the World Series last year. I think it's one of these games where you see both starters go.
Yeah, you're deep. Beneficial if they go deep because of the stat that you just you just said. The Yankees have been struggling lately. If something happens, if they get Gerrit Cole or Bieber out early, then you're dipping into bullpens, and then anything's possible, especially that Yankee. Yeah, but as I said earlier, Yankees have lost 6 of 8. You're going to rely on a starter. You're going to hope that Cole gets you seven innings at least.
Yes.
So. I don't care.
Bet.
So I hear what you're saying, all good logic, but I totally disagree. I'm going the other way.
That's fine. Hey, it's debate day.
That's right. It is debate day. You're going to be watching debate night, or you're going to be watching all baseball? You won't even switch over to the debate, will
nah,
you?
No, I will. I'm intrigued.
Yeah, I guess you have to.
I might laugh 10 minutes in.
This isn't the time and place. We're not going to do that.
We're supposed to have fun, Bob.
All right, so Cincinnati, Atlanta. All right, that's the first series I want to look at with you. Cincinnati, Atlanta has been the 9 straight Atlanta has lost 9 straight postseason series.
Sounds like the Twins almost.
This is an amazing organization in that we know back in the 90s, 11 straight titles.
13 straight, something
like
that.
Was it 13?
Yeah.
And they get one World Series out of it. So for as much success as they get, there's always failure at the end of the season. I mean, that's just what it is. And now they've lost 9 straight postseason series. I just got done saying, young guys don't really know about all this unless they were involved in it. You're not really agreeing with that. You think that they kind of carry a little bit of it with them.
Because they see it on the social media. They hear, I'm sure you're in the locker room and a reporter comes up to you and goes, hey, by the way, how do you feel that you're a part of the 17th straight loss? I know you weren't on the team for the 16th straight loss.
Right.
But you're a part of the 17th straight loss in Twins postseason history.
Yeah, I've lost one in a row. I have no idea what you're talking about. Okay. That's how I... But no, there could be some to what you're saying. But the Braves, oh my God, do they kill the ball.
Yes.
I mean, they are just an unbelievable hitting team. They're second overall in OPS, batting average, runs scored, slugging percentage.
Incredible.
So, I got to ask you this. When you're going into a series, betting a series, you get on your FanDuel Sportsbook app, What do you lean more towards when you're betting? Good pitching in a playoff series or good hitting in a playoff series?
Well, being from Philadelphia, you would think good hitting because they won the 2008 World Series with Cole Hamels, Brett Myers, Joe Blanton, and Jamie Moyer.
Jamie Moyer won 16 games that year.
I know he did. But the
Don't you put stink on his name.
The Phillies bats were incredible. But I honestly go, it's not even just good starting pitching. You got to look at the bullpens, too.
Sure.
And
there's nowhere else you would focus on a bullpen more than Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm. And the Braves bullpen was better this season. Last season they were terrible, and they made a point to address the bullpen during the offseason, which, hey, what do you know? They won the division because they addressed the bullpen. You know what the Braves did this year, Bob, during the offseason? They addressed an area of need. You know why the Phillies are not in the playoffs this year? They did not address an area of need.
This is a fun show, Andy.
Yeah, it is a fun show. You're right. I'm not supposed to be angry. but, you know, I would look at good pitching. Obviously, the lineups are going to be a big part of it. Like, I have the New York Yankees winning the series with Cleveland. They have a better lineup. But I do have Cleveland winning game one.
Sure.
Because Shane Bieber is an absolute stud.
And that's how you got to look at it.
That's how
you have to look at these games individually. Carryovers don't really happen. Cincinnati has won 11 of 14. Does that really matter when they're going against this Atlanta team? I don't know. I have a tendency, to me, and talking to some people around baseball, basketball, whatever, momentum doesn't really carry from game to game. It certainly might not carry from regular season into postseason. I think, and especially betting-wise, if you get on FanDuel Sportsbook, you have to look at each game individually as far as betting goes. And you just gave the perfect example right there. You like Cleveland in the first game, but...
Yeah, it's fun to bet series. And listen, you can. You can get good value. I mean... We're going to talk about who comes out of the National League. The Dodgers are by far the best team in baseball. You can get them at plus 130. Like, that's... Hey, look, you're getting back more money, right?
Yeah.
Like, you're getting plus money if you take the Dodgers to win the National League. But when it comes to, like, these... Especially these first three-game series, right? Like, if you go up 1-0, and I pick the Twins, I'm sure a lot of people pick the Twins, They're now down 1-0.
Yeah.
And it's best of three. So they are on the brink of elimination, which it's you have to really try to look at. And that's why I'm more so an individual game better in this first round, this best of three.
Especially best of three.
Yes.
Especially, yes.
Yeah, exactly. So, I would probably go to eventually better pitching because you don't see many. You know how in the NBA a couple of years ago when it was like Warriors were in the finals, they lost a couple games and they lost by 20, but they won four games to win the championship, and they won by 20.
Yeah, like throwaway games.
Yeah.
Baseball, almost.
There's
yeah.
not many throwaway games in Major League playoffs, baseball playoffs, the World Series. So you have to sort of dive into it, and you got to look at splits. So I have actually in front of me on MLB.com, and this is the kind of stuff that I look at before I go onto my FanDuel Sportsbook app before I start making some picks. And maybe you go too deep into it, but the Braves are pitching Max Fried to start.
Yeah.
Left-handed pitcher. So we look at the trusty OPS, which they don't, that's more important than batting average nowadays. And you look at the Cincinnati Reds, they are 19th in Major League Baseball against left-handed pitchers.
They are last in the major leagues in batting average,
yep.
The Reds. They hit, you know what they hit this year? You probably have this in your head.
What they hit, 230?
212.
Wow.
They had a 212 batting average
that's
this year.
That's bad.
Yeah, so you're talking about maybe the best hitting team in all of baseball mm-hmm. in Atlanta against a 212 hitting team yep. in Cincinnati. I'll tell you what, sometimes we look too deep into numbers, especially
yes,
for what
do.
We do for a living. You have to look no further than that, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah, Atlanta's the play here.
I like Atlanta. The bats are crazy. I love Trevor Bauer. I was so upset.
1.73 ERA this year.
Yep. I was so upset that the Phillies didn't trade for him last
yeah.
year. He had a year of arbitration. I don't understand why they didn't make that move. There are a lot of moves the Phillies didn't make at the deadline last season that I questioned because some of these pitchers that were available didn't get really, you didn't give up many prospects to get these guys. I thought they could have gotten Trevor Bauer. I'm upset that they didn't. And look, the Reds are in the playoffs and the Phillies are not. But in terms of this discussion, if you look at the FanDuel Sportsbook app, the Reds in game one are actually the dogs, and I think that's rightfully so. Braves only minus 132, though, so it's not like
yeah.
they're minus 250 in game one.
Sure.
And Max Fried's on the mound. Good pitcher. So maybe Vegas is telling you something. I don't know. But I do like the Atlanta Braves in game one.
Yeah, I just, Cincinnati's kind of like the analytical team of
yes.
Major League Baseball. They hit 212, yet they were seventh in the major leagues with 90 home runs.
Yeah.
All or nothing.
It's launch angles, man.
Yeah. So, all right. So next series, look at the six-seeded Miami Marlins against the third-seeded Chicago Cubs.
Well, the Marlins got all their wins against the Phillies.
They had a really weird year because of Corona and COVID, what happened to them at the beginning. Like St. Louis, had to play a bunch of games in a little amount of time. I said earlier, I don't know how much regular season goes into playing into a playoff. And after 60 games, that's not even midway through a baseball season,
yeah.
so you don't know if that's going to affect them or not. But I'll tell you, I go on gut feeling a lot, and before I dive into numbers, and I do that especially with the Eagles. But in this series, my gut feeling is just Cubs, 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 Cubs.
Yeah, it is.
I just don't see the Marlins having a chance. The only what really interests me and what I will bet on is when Sixto Sanchez goes if there's a game three.
Are you pitching? You're betting on Sixto?
I don't know, but I can't wait to look at the numbers. And that's a heart thing. It's not a head thing.
Yeah,
you're supposed
to
bet with your head, not with your heart. But Sixto just really interests me.
Yeah, he's been incredible. But, I'm with you on the Chicago thing. I mean, there's always this weird notion that we have that, you know what, maybe that young team, they're too young to really have fear.
They don't have pressure because they don't know what pressure is yet.
They end up losing.
Because they're young.
The Marlins, they have so many guys that are probably fighting for, they're going to fight for jobs. Think about it. They've had, 40, 50 plus players play for them this year because of everything that's happened. They're all playing for jobs. You know what I mean? So, they're all going to be gripping the bat a little tighter. I just love the notion of, the young teams, and that's what a lot of people are saying about the Blue Jays. Oh, you know what? They don't know what pressure is.
Yeah.
They're all 24 years old. They have, peach fuzz on their face. They're going to go out there and play well. Nah, in the end, I feel like the more veteran carry teams end up winning.
Well, here's a stat for you, just to go on what you just said. The Cubs' two opening pitchers, which will be Darvish and Hendricks,
mm-hmm.
64 years old combined age. The two starting pitchers in games one and two for Miami, which is going to be Alcantara and Lopez, 49.
Yeah.
So you're right. A couple 24, 25-year-olds going out there. That's tough.
Yeah.
I just, this just, this is Cubs, Cubs, Cubs to me.
Listen, right, Alcantara's got great stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff.
Yep, no
but,
question.
You know, I'm still going to go with the veterans here.
Yeah, let's do these last two series quick because I do want to get into the NBA before we have to cut out of here. Padres, Cardinals. You know, Cardinals, they've played 53 games in their last 44 days. That's a grind.
That's a grind.
Like, that's a grind. I don't know if it's good for you, if it's bad for you. They hit just 234 this year. Lowest home run total in Major League Baseball, 51. Not a lot of things really make you lean towards St. Louis. Padres started the year great. Okay, they're going. I got to tell you, Andrew, I don't have a feel for this series at all, and I don't know if I'm going to go out on a limb to do anything with this series. I just don't have a feel for it.
Really?
I don't.
Wow, I'm Padres, and it's easy.
Yeah, okay.
I love Jack Flaherty for the Cardinals. After that, you know, I look at the two rotations. I see the Padres.
Well, Padres have some injuries in their starting rotation.
Yeah, I know that, yeah. But I like their bullpen, too, and I like their bats. I mean, you look at some of these guys on the Cardinals. Like, I like some of these names, but it's, you know,
oh, they're
Yadier Molina still?
Nah, they're a slap hitting team. They're nothing.
Yeah, Paul Goldschmidt is a stud. I love Paul Goldschmidt. Yeah. He only finished with 6 home runs this season.
Yeah, I don't know what happened to him this year, but he it's a weird year. Like, when we go back and look at this year, we're going to say, oh, that guy really slumped this year, or he didn't, or he did. I don't know, but Goldschmidt just can't find it this year.
You know who could be the X factor? The bamboo plant. Brad Miller.
All right, so you're going heavy Padres on that series.
Yes.
I just didn't find anything that hooked me on that series. Like, if I had to bet a winner, I think I'd go Cardinals just to put the money out there.
Really?
Because that is my wild card that I told you guys that I just like to put something on something crazy. I'm going to put $10 on the Cardinals at plus 1,700. Plus 1,700 to come out of the National League. I'll give that a try, see what happens. All right, the other series, Dodgers-Brewers. I don't know how you can make an argument one way and not the other. I mean, the Dodgers are just unbelievable.
The Brewers lost 3 straight and got into the playoffs.
Dodgers have won 9 and 10, 9 of 10.
And they didn't have to play the last 10
exactly.
games.
Yeah. You know, they're 39 and 10 in games in which they've hit a home run. So take a look at who, if you're betting on FanDuel Sportsbook, take a look at who the Dodgers, when they're facing the Brewers, how players fare against certain starting pitchers. And that'll be a good indicator of you of which way you want to bet, to you of which way you might want to bet. All right, so we hit baseball. Let's get to it. Let's get to the NBA Finals.
I'm in, man. Got Jimmy. Jimmy actually was apparently talking about his time with the Sixers earlier today.
He did. He was asked about the difference between being in Philadelphia and Miami, and he said...
Well, he said that nobody gets basically offended by what he says. Everybody just does their job, and nobody takes anything personally.
Yeah.
Interesting concept.
And he was talking about?
Probably Brett Brown and maybe one player that a lot of people like to say is Ben Simmons.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a subject for a different
finals,
time. Yeah.
Hey, the Sixers aren't in it.
So let's go to the NBA Finals. No, they are not in it, and they might be years away from being in it, which is just the state of affairs. So we got the NBA Finals starts tomorrow night. Obviously, the Lakers in the Heat. Lakers game one, -4.5 game line right there. I kind of am leaning towards Miami to steal game one.
Really?
I am.
I kind of think it's an easy series.
Do you really think it's like a five?
I think
five or six?
Yeah, I think it's kind of an easy series for LA. But then again, I've been stunned by how well Miami's played in the playoffs.
Yeah, here's where I think things get really crazy. So the Lakers have done something that we thought the Sixers were going to do and that the rest of the NBA doesn't do, and that's play bully ball.
Yeah.
You know, they start Howard. They start, obviously, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. They go big.
Yes.
And it's worked really, really well for them. Bam Adebayo might find himself in some trouble, but he doesn't play a big man's game. He plays a small man game. That's why a small man game against a big man, as we've seen with Joel Embiid, that kind of works sometimes. I'm not saying Miami wins game one. I do like them to cover the 4.5.
Okay.
I like them to be within the 4.5.
I'll be honest. I kind of think the Lakers have an easy series. Like, I honestly, and maybe I'm wrong, but I honestly feel like this is one of those series where come game 3, game 4, you're not as interested.
So, okay. Let's equate that to Sixers. This is going way back. Sixers Lakers 2001.
Okay.
Is that it? Sixers won game one. Then the Lakers win two. Lakers win three. And you're like, okay, yeah.
This one's over.
Good try.
Shaq, Kobe.
Yeah,
these,
good try.
These guys
Sixers
won. Yeah, maybe. Maybe something like that. But I still don't know if they pull out game one. I would actually take the Lakers to cover the 4.5.
Okay. I like Miami getting the 4.5.
Well, what do you think about the total? So on the FanDuel Sportsbook app, they got
217.5.
I'm taking the under. And it's the same thing. Bully ball, defense.
They'll
find a way to attack.
Yeah, if you get a guy like Hero, if you get a guy,
Duncan
Robinson, that the pressure might get to them a little bit. The way they play, I don't think it will, but I'm certain it will in some way.
Okay.
I think the under is the play also.
Yeah, so I got some numbers for you because I dive all this into this stuff before I go on to my FanDuel Sportsbook app. But the Lakers and Heat were both top 10 in NBA points allowed this season. So that's good for those teams. Lakers allowed just 107.7 points per game. In a day and age where we see scores up in the 120s, 130s,
yeah.
107.7 points per game. The Heat only allowed 108.8 points per game. The Lakers, you know, we think about the Lakers as a team that probably scores 150 a game. They only scored 113 a game.
Yeah.
The Heat scored 112 a game. So if you do the math, that's below the 217.5. So I am going to take the under because I do think that maybe the Lakers play that bully ball.
113 and 112.
Yeah, it's one.
That's 225.
Yeah, but I'm doing the allowed.
Oh, okay. All right. I got you. Yeah, here's what's really interesting to me, Andrew, to keep an eye on over-under throughout the series. Miami implemented something in the playoffs and a little bit in the regular season that I really like and had asked NBA people about a couple years ago, and that's a matchup zone.
Yep.
And they play it well.
Sixers.
It's confusing when you don't go against it a lot, even though these are NBA players. It gets confusing because you don't know whether offensively to play your offensive man-to-man principles or your offensive zone principles. And that's where it gets confusing because that's what a matchup zone does. So it's going to be really interesting to see. Keep a close eye on it. Keep a close eye if the Lakers struggle with Miami's matchup zone. And then that might help you with over-unders throughout the rest of the series.
All right,
I'm sure the lines will be adjusted accordingly, but that might be something to take a look at.
So I got some fun odds before we head out of here. NBA champion right off the bat, Lakers Heat. Who are you thinking? Lakers minus 360.
It's minus 360? Well, you have
260.
You have to throw money on Miami. You just have to. If you're going to throw money on it.
Why don't you throw money on some other fun stuff?
All right, here's what I got. I got Anthony Davis plus 300 winning Finals MVP.
I kind of like that.
I already put it on there.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I'm not waiting for it to change. I already put it on there.
The only reason why, because I'm a conspiracy theorist, that I think LeBron wins.
You do think a lot.
I do. If they have similar numbers, or even if LeBron is a tick below Anthony Davis.
Yeah, we got to give it to him.
Because they gave the MVP to Giannis. He fell a certain type of way. People fell a certain type of way. You know what? We'll give LeBron the Finals MVP.
They gave it to Iguodala 1 year, even though Iguodala's team won, where LeBron totally deserved it.
Yes.
The year that Iguodala got it.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They gave it to him because he played good defense on LeBron James, who averaged like 34 a game.
Yeah, exactly. All right, top point scorer. Here you go. LeBron minus 105, best, you know, he's the favorite. At top point scorer. Anthony Davis plus 105. After that, it's Jimmy Butler at plus 1,700.
Yeah, you can't go with anybody but those two. Miami has games where you just don't know. They have Hero scoring. They have, sometimes it's Jimmy Butler, Adebayo. There's no guy that consistently gives you scoring for Miami in a way that you can bet that. So as far as betting, it's either got to be Anthony Davis or LeBron James as far as scoring goes. So I don't know. It's going to be, I thought it was going to be a decent series, but I am starting to wonder about what I just compared it to, the 2001 Sixers. Like, ooh, maybe it's a good series, and then three games in, you're, nah.
Yeah, I'm kind of leaning Lakers kind of easy.
Yeah, could be. So it is debate night, and we'll end tonight on this, our debut of Beers with Bob, with me, Bob Cooney, and Andrew Salchunas. Let's end it with this debate, since we just talked about LeBron James.
Okay.
He wins another championship. Say he gets that MVP that he's favored to do on FanDuel Sportsbook. Does the gap between he and Jordan continue to close, or is it never going to close?
I don't think the gap will ever close. Now, I'm someone who can't really speak on it because I saw Michael Jordan in person one time.
Okay.
And he was wearing a Washington Wizards jersey.
Huh.
That's the one time that I saw Michael Jordan. Obviously, I watched him on TV when I was younger.
Sure you did.
The one time I saw him in person was when he was wearing a Wizards jersey.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I can ever attest to that. I watched that documentary, the 10-parter,
sure.
and I saw who he was, and it was fantastic. I can't wait for the 10-parter on LeBron. Probably 10, 15, maybe 40 years from now when he's still playing. But it will be closer, but I don't know if that ever closes. I don't think people will ever allow it.
It's crazy. I I'll listen to all and I'll say all. I'm not definitive one way or the other. Jordan, I love what he was. LeBron probably gets shafted a little bit. Jordan wins in style points. There's no doubt about it. He wins the style points. But if you want to go better overall player, it's real debatable.
Wow.
It's really debatable. And LeBron's 35 doing what he's doing.
That's incredible. Yeah, he's got 5-6 more years in him.
Oh, yeah. No question about it. So we end this debut of Beers with Bob, with me, Bob Cooney, and Andrew Salchunas, with a little debate on debate night.
How about that?
Which is always nice. We have to thank FanDuel Sportsbook for sponsoring this hour. We're going to be with you every Tuesday from 6 to 7, me and Andrew Salchunas. We're going to have fun. You're going to kick back, have a couple of cocktails with us. Just relax. Realize that nothing is as bad as we think it is right now. And we'll move on from there. So thanks, Andrew, for being here. Tyler Zuli, thank you for producing. Thanks for listening. We will be back with you again next week at 6 o'clock, but I'll be with you tomorrow morning on the morning show. Andrew will be with you with Anthony Gargano on the midday show. Time here at the Fanatic is 6:53, and I have to talk to you about, again, FanDuel Sportsbook, because by now, you've heard FanDuel Sportsbook, world-class sports betting app in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. FanDuel Sportsbook makes it so easy to find and place your bets with some of the best odds you'll find anywhere. Constant enhanced odds boosts, and they get you your winnings in as little as 24 hours. And right now, new users can place their first bet on FanDuel Sportsbook risk-free and get up to $1,000 back in site credit if you don't win. Think about that. If you've never bet before, get on FanDuel. You can bet, learn how to do it. You can lose up to $1,000, and you're not going to lose a thing. That's $1,000. There's no strings attached. Place any bet you want. If you win, you keep the cash. If you lose, you'll get your entire bet up to $1,000 back in bonus site credit. So you take another shot at the end zone on the house. Look at the NFL. Think about what Andrew and I just talked about in the last hour as far as baseball goes. And go see for yourself why FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one sportsbook app. Download the FanDuel Sportsbook app to get started, and be sure to sign up with promo code Bob. That's FanDuel Sportsbook. Promo code Bob. Must be 21 or older and present New Jersey or Pennsylvania. First online real money wager only. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires in 7 days. Restrictions apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.